Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 11th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about Mastering Exams, the ultimate study plan guide. This week, I'm here to help you create an effective study plan that will not only get you through your exams, but help you perform at your absolute best. We all know exams can be overwhelming, but believe it or not, a well-structured plan can make a huge difference. Before we dive in, let's think about this. Have you ever felt like you were studying endlessly, but not really making progress? Or maybe you've crammed at the last minute, and it didn't go well? Don't worry, we've all been there. In this episode, we'll go over everything from understanding why a study plan is crucial to the best techniques for retaining information and staying motivated. Stick around because, by the end, you'll have the tools to create a study plan that works for you. So, why is a study plan so important? Well, it's simple. Structure leads to success. When you have a roadmap, you know exactly what to study and when. This reduces last-minute stress and improves knowledge retention. Research shows that students who follow a structured study plan perform better on exams compared to those who study haphazardly. It's all about consistency. Plus, knowing you have a plan in place can boost your confidence. Think about it. Athletes don't just train randomly. They follow a regimen, and they train hard. The same applies to studying. I once had a friend who struggled in math. She would procrastinate until the last minute, and it showed in her grades. Then she started breaking her study sessions into smaller focused blocks over a few weeks, using past papers to track her progress. By the time the exam came, she felt more prepared and performed way better. That's the power of a study plan. All right, before creating a study plan, you need to assess where you stand. This might actually be the toughest part, because you must be honest with yourself about what you do and don't know. As you think about this, ask yourself, what subjects or topics are your strengths? Where do you struggle the most? Understanding this will help you allocate more time to the areas that need it. A great way to do this is by reviewing past tests, taking practice quizzes, or even asking your teachers for feedback. If you've got a subject where you ace every quiz, you probably don't need to spend as much time on it compared to a subject where you're barely passing. A simple tip: color code your subjects based on priority. Green for strong subjects, yellow for moderate ones, and red for weak areas that need the most attention. This visual cue can help you distribute your study time effectively. Now that we know what needs improvement, let's set some goals. The best way? SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. For example, instead of saying, "I'll study math more," say, "I'll complete 3 algebra practice tests this week and review my mistakes." This keeps you accountable. When creating a study timeline, break down your syllabus into small chunks. Let's say you have an exam in 4 weeks. Instead of cramming in the last week, dedicate the first 2 weeks to covering the material, the third week to revision, and the final week to mock tests and practice questions. And remember, flexibility is key. If you need an extra day on a tough topic, adjust accordingly. Here's where studying gets interesting. There's no one-size-fits-all method, so it's about finding what works for you. Let's go over some techniques. The Pomodoro technique. Study for 25 minutes. Take a 5-minute break. Repeat. It keeps your brain fresh. Active recall. Instead of passively reading notes, quiz yourself. Spaced repetition. Reviewing material over time helps it stick better. Mind maps and summaries. Great for visual learners to break down complex information. Digital tools. Apps like Anki, Quizlet, or Evernote can keep you organized. A former student of mine swore by active recall and went from struggling with history to acing her finals. The key is to experiment and see which methods fit your learning style. Next, we need to realize that studying isn't just about hard work. It's about smart work. And part of that is staying motivated while avoiding burnout. First, reward yourself. After completing a study goal, treat yourself. Watch an episode of your favorite show or have a snack. Also, make studying engaging. Try study groups or teaching a friend. Avoid distractions by setting up a dedicated study space. Keep your phone on silent or use apps like Forest to stay focused. And don't forget self-care. Sleep well, eat healthy, and get some exercise. A tired brain won't retain information efficiently. Finally, if you're feeling overwhelmed, take a step back. A short break can do wonders. Remember, consistency is better than cramming. All right, let's recap what we've covered today. 1. Why a study plan is crucial for exam success. 2. How to assess your strengths and weaknesses. 3. The importance of setting SMART goals and a realistic timeline. 4. Different study techniques to boost efficiency. 5. How to stay motivated and avoid burnout. Now, it's your turn. Take the time today to create your personalized study plan. If you need extra help, check out the resources linked in the episode description. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who's also prepping for exams, and don't forget to subscribe for more tips on Study Skills 101. You've got this. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, happy studying.